Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, fine. Like we never talk. All right. Tonight's show, Change, Resistance to Change, Fast-Moving Energies and Amazing Awakenings. So tonight we're going to talk about how fast things are moving and all the opportunities and reversals and catapulting forward that's occurring. And one moment things could be one way, the next minute they can be on a totally different track. It's just been a very, very, very interesting for lots of people, and I know, Veronica, you've got a lot going on. We'll get to that because I'm very excited. Show dedication tonight, and because of all of the natural disasters that are occurring, certainly to all of the families and loved ones of that are suffering through these disasters and suffering devastation, loss, confusion, anger. Much of this happening because of the world economy, but also because of the earth devastation. So we certainly want to send as much energy as possible to all of them. I'd like to share a very interesting letter tonight from dear Wendy. And, you know, we've talked a lot about we're becoming more multidimensional and we're going to start encountering other lifetimes. And because, in fact, there is no time and space. And so, in essence, what we're doing is kind of moving around that spiral and kind of popping in on a lifetime. So this is Wendy's experience. Felt compared to share and hope that I have found the right words to express my encounter with one of my multidimensional selves. As suggested by the team, I went into the grotto and asked that I be shown to meet one of my multidimensional selves or beings. The grotto, by the way, is the chakra activation, and it happens at the inner Earth Star. A knight wearing a silver, cuirass, C-U-I-R-A-S-S, breastplate with ornate carvings front and back, with sword in his scabbard and a very ornate shield in his left hand and a lance in his right, approaches a clearing off to my right. It is the 15th century, and I get a strong sense of Joan of Arc, though she is not who is before me in physical form. He is very handsome and gallant, with dark hair to his shoulders. One striking feature that gets my attention is the black and white symbols painted on his face under his eyes. They are almost like a yin-yang symbol, but different and not completely round. It seemed out of place a bit, and I did not know the significance. He is not approaching me, but the clearing in front of me, and his gaze is intense, reverent and serene with purpose at the same time as he looks ahead. He kneels on one knee with the shield still in one hand and his other holding the lance upright. At that very same moment, a column of light appears before him and me, and there is no doubting that the light is God. He has come before God with only one purpose, and that is to serve in the grace and love of God. I can feel that there is no other in his life but God, no woman, no wanting of women. His life is devoted to serve, and there is deep peace, joy, and fulfillment upon his face and emanating from his being. I'm pulled into every fiber of his feelings and empowerment in his choice to choose God to be in every aspect of his life. He has surrendered his life and heart openly and joyfully to God. The pure joy of devotion and connection to God that I feel from him is beyond words. He stands and turns to look at me after what seemed a timeless moment, but when I came out of the meditation, over 30 minutes had passed. I was surprised that he had an awareness of me being there. His gaze was straight into my eyes and soul, and then he walked over to me and merged with me. I will never forget his face, this moment, or what I felt from the two of us merging as one. These words in so many ways do not convey how I felt in that moment and still do. The most profound experience I can remember ever having. I have let this experience just be inside of my heart, mind, and soul, not trying to analyze it too much, just letting it blossom into what it needed to be for me. I keep returning to the surprise I had at him noticing me when I thought I was just an observer. I'm not sure the significance of this for me, and I also recall that when he is kneeling, the black and white symbols under his eyes are no longer there. Continuing to let pieces unfold, I was overjoyed when I realized that one of the purposes for this multidimensional self appearing for me and our merging was our connection in deep love for God. He felt like a piece of me that had been wandering around waiting for this moment to be one with me again. Still at a loss for words to really express this moment, I am sensing a blending of feminine and masculine with this merging as well. Many of my meditations, as of late, have a male presence by my side. I feel there to be a gathering or merging of more of my multidimensional selves, but know there is so much more to it than I know or understand, and that there will be more revealed to me when it is time. I am delighted to open to the unknown, but at the same time, it would be grand to have the team elaborate on my experience for the benefit of all of us. So we'll ask the team if they'll do that when they come in. Beautiful, beautiful sharing, Wendy. Thank you so very much. You know, I just really want to say here that this is one of the many ways in that we're going to start experiencing the more of who we are. And we've been working on healing lineage as well as other lifetimes for 5.5 years now. I know 5 years for sure. And so with the power retrievals, we're working on other lifetimes and lineage at the same time. We're doing so much work, and so it thrills me when something like this happens, and I'm waiting to see what the team has got to say, that to me, this is like a healed lifetime merging back in. What do you think, Veronica?
I think that I would probably put it that way. Don't you think it's just her... And that's kind of what you said. I'm just thinking it's a lifetime in which she got the awareness that she was seeking, and then that's not lost to us, is it? It's bringing it back in.
No, I think it's interesting, though, the merging of the masculine and feminine. And I think that that's highly symbolic. But like I said, I'll wait and see what the team's got to say. That's what I'm feeling from them. So let's talk about the energies right now.
Woo!
Jeez. So, I'm sitting here with a sore throat for the first time in 5 years, and but I have been vibrating all day, and I thought I started when I started talking to you today, and then I thought back over the day, and I realized that even in bed all night long I was vibrating, so this has been, today has been a particularly powerful day, and I noticed I was sitting out in the garage for a minute, and I was vibrating, I've been vibrating everywhere.
Sounds marketable.
I think it is, honey. I think it is. And this just came in from the Solaris Surf Report, which she often talks about the energies. She just talked about what a wild month the energy has been extremely, and this came in like literally within an hour. Extremely mixed and super changeable all month long. Makes navigation almost comical at times. Our old navigation methods definitely don't work anymore. It seems to just going with the flow is the best choice. And we just don't know when the energy is going to change at any moment. And that's just also true. I'm really laughing. And I don't know about anybody else, but I've been getting moments where I can't breathe, where literally the energies get so intense that I can't breathe. I've been fascinated by that. We're constantly going from one kind of energy to a totally different kind and then back again. And then she goes on to say, the winds of change are getting everything stirred up and thrown out of their old positions. This is really what I love. Often with little warning, because of this, we all need to be on ultra alert at all times and be ready for the unexpected. And it can come from any direction at any time. Sometimes it's something we like, sometimes not, but we just have to keep on surfing into the new and true. One of our dear friends a couple of weeks ago had, I believe it was two different automobile accidents within a two-week period. And she walked away from both of them fine, but the second one, she literally rolled the car like two or three times and just came out of the blue. I mean, we're really kind of getting jolted And I know I've been kind of feeling that energy myself. It's like, and also feeling like there's so much to do. I know, Veronica, you're flying high tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I think part of it was going to the Qigong healer yesterday.
Yes.
Boy, that was absolutely transcendent and beautiful. But I've been finding it's like my energy suddenly is all out of my, it's not just like leaving your body, because we do that lots, but it's more like it doesn't fit the rate at which my body is moving, so it's kind of like rattling forward when I'm moving back, and it's quite bizarre, actually.
Well, you know.
It is, it's just really, and fast, my energy is moving, I don't really need any speeding up inside, but my energy is moving very fast right now.
Yes. I think this is, again, digestive problems. I think lots of people are having digestive problems. I think the other thing, too, and this came up last week, through this whole process, the negative ego screaming bloody murder. And I did a very interesting session this week. The team had put this woman on a diet, and we have a regular session every 2 weeks on the same day. And they said, just try this for 2 weeks. She wanted to lose weight. And she lives in an incredibly remote part of the world, okay? It, believe me when I say remote. We're talking an island off the coast of Norway. And so, you know, she intentionally kind of chose and set everything up to be pretty isolated, insulated. But she really is wanting to get into the world and really wanting to lose this weight. So the team put her on this special diet for 2 weeks, and they said, just do it for 2 weeks. Just try this for 2 weeks. Well, she got violently ill. I'm sorry for laughing, and she knows who she is, but I love her. She got very, very ill, and she wrote at one point and said, you know, I can't handle this. And I think all they did was take her off of dairy and wheat, and I don't know, I really don't know what else they did, but they gave her some other things. I have no idea. But at any rate, I think it was vegetables or whatever, and she could do fish and whatever. Of course, fish in Norway, I mean, come on. So when she had her session, in 2 weeks she'd lost 17 pounds.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
No. But she... If everything she couldn't even look at anything green after 2 weeks. Every vegetable made her throw up. I mean, it was really very kind of cute. And what it was her subconscious, her negative ego and the subconscious screaming bloody murder, and the subconscious, by the way, because it had been programmed so totally that she was not safe, and giving up the weight. It did not want to give up the weight. And so I don't know what the team did with it, but there was this whole thing of holding that weight on no matter what. It was like life or death. Literally. So she had to go back in and, you know, change a lot of beliefs and so on. But it was amazing to see how much of a hold on this weight that her subconscious had. Just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating that this could happen. And she lost the weight anyway. But eating what was good for her, her body would not let her. It rejected it. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. My question is, I wonder, like, if she kept doing that for a while, wouldn't that be a threshold to be gone through? Wouldn't that stop after a little while?
No, not in this case. This case was so strong. Because she came in, she carries so much light, and she came in with a very specific purpose. That's why she's actually kind of sitting on ley lines or whatever, you know, in this particular location. It's interesting because you would think Norway would have a lot of light workers, and whether it doesn't, in terms of ratio. But it's just fast, and she never really got who she was. But this really, it racked her, you know, and I don't think that, because of her level of sensitivity, she really has to go in and change the beliefs in order for it to really let go. What, you know, I would hate to see her go to the threshold, because I don't know what it would do to her. I mean, that's a lot of weight to lose in 2 weeks. And, I mean, I guess it's possible, but I she wasn't going to be able to hold up. So I don't know, whatever the team did, they gave her different things to eat. Whatever it was, I have no idea. Honestly, I don't. I wish I did. And
but if it is a weed allergy, your whole body can be full and sick, you know, for a while. You know what I mean? It's like you have certain allergens you can get.
There's
huge,
and you're
weight loss.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. The problem that she had is anything that she ate that was green would make her throw up. And so she was having other reactions going on. So literally...
Sounds like a lineage problem. It's her mother. Or it's an aversion to Popeye.
Right, whatever. Anyway, yeah. And her mother's very thin. So, I mean, it's just, it's very interesting that... Because their diet up there is very different. Their diet is a lot of starches and potatoes and so on and so forth. So,
definitely keeps you warm. Mm-hmm.
Right, not heavy on the green side. And so, at any rate, there was no question that there was definitely a wheat and dairy problem. But again, watching, when I was in session, you know, I don't remember the sessions, but I may remember some, you know, pieces of them, but... But this one, just watching how determined, it was almost like to let go of that layer of protection put her into a total state of vulnerability. And she had never been married or anything, so this is really has been sitting as a protection her whole life. It's very, very interesting. So other things that I've been seeing are new opportunities coming into people's lives overnight. I know this is you, too. Coming into people's lives overnight where their whole lives are changing. Just wham. And and emerging, like all of a sudden, you know, they've been working on stepping into their power, and all of a sudden, just opening like a blossom. It's just beautiful.
It's very exciting.
It is exciting. And you, my dear, you want to share any of your...
Well, I don't think I want to tell everybody, but my project that I always put in my sacred geometric structures is suddenly manifesting really fast. And the guide said one day that would be happening, and the next day I had four different supports, resource people coming from different places. So if one doesn't work, there's another one. And Bob's having the same experience. So we're kind of looking
exactly
at each other as we fly by, vibrating, talk about vibrating, both of us kind of going bing bong, bing bong. And it's very, very fast, very, very exciting. Stuff that you've been plodding along, working on for a long time.
Right. And that's the way things are coming in right now. It really is
wonderful?
The way they're coming in. It's so marvelous. It's so exciting. Now, along with this, for all of you out there listening, you know, if it's not in your life, please don't feel bad right now. Because, trust me, you will get your share of change.
Well, and it seems like there's a lineup, at least for me, there's a lineup. Things are ready now. You know what I mean? It's not like it came out of the blue bonk. You just had a dream and it manifested. It's like there are steps, and I'm watching people feel more balanced as some of the steps manifest a faster result. But it's not like... It has to happen without any preparation in your mind or heart.
Right.
Makes sense?
Well, I think the flip side of that, and I do want to say, you know, as we look back over the last couple of months and all of the extraordinary symptoms that we've had, you know, a pain here, a pain there, and things moving from one part of the body to the next, and wondering, do I need to go to the doctor? Am I going to die? Is there something wrong with me? You know, we've been clearing out and clearing out and clearing out and clearing out stuck emotions. And I had somebody today, bless their heart, she had a pain in her baby finger, and it was interfering with her work day. And she couldn't work, and it was moving from the finger up to the wrist. And, you know, so she wasn't sure if I got the email, so she called. And, you know, I assured her that I had had that. Of course, I had played golf, which didn't help. But, you know, and that it'll clear up. It's just things are moving through the body. So I had the whole left side of my body, all of my lymph nodes just blew. I mean, they blew up in a way I could not believe, and it was like, what in the heck is this? And the way the lymphs run, you know, all the way up the neck, all the way down around the breast, around the lung, you know, down the side, you know, into the spleen, and I was just like, oh, my Lord. It was all on my left side. So,
That's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, very.
So you're going to get even more intuitive, Jackie?
I have no idea. No idea.
But it's your feminine, isn't it? It's a feminine kind of thing.
Yes, it certainly is. Never mind. I love the fact that there are people stepping out of their old roles right now and just kind of catapulting forward, coming up, coming together with new products, new ideas, new things that are just moving them forward. And Veronica, I really want you to talk about the name of the book of this man you had on Tuesday. What is the name of his book?
He doesn't have a book, but his website is called Conscious Business Institute. His name is Peter Matthies, M-A-T-T-H-I-E-S, and it's Conscious Business Institute. A wonderful soul, very wonderful.
And, you know, what we had talked about your show, and it really clicked for me. I was talking to a client today, and because as I'm looking at all the people, and I work with some people that are doing some really big stuff out there, and when I look at it and I say, you know, the old ways that they have done things aren't going to work. And then when I talk with you and you were saying that's exactly what he's saying, the old ways aren't
working.
And also
he was a venture capitalist. You know?
Exactly.
He calls himself a recovering venture capitalist.
And the husband of one of my clients is also a venture capitalist, a very big one. And so it made perfect sense to connect the two, because he's got a firm in New York. And
I would if I were you. I think that's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I just think that, you know, again, this is spreading the word, and this is really what we are going to see. And I know the 10
more. And it's on my archives for last week, Paradigm Shifters.
Right. I told her to go and listen to your show.
Because he is wonderful, and he's lovely. You know, sensitive. You know what I mean by lovely.
Yes.
Sensitive.
Yes, as you informed me, he was too young for me.
I wasn't going to tell everybody that, but yeah. This is a kind of transparency, isn't it? You know, maybe he's listening. He'll be giggling away there.
Oh, okay. Now, losses of jobs. I've had a couple of people just boom, boom, ending of relationships. This is where we run into our resistance, where it's, you know, very easy to say, wait a minute, you know, why is this happening? I don't understand. I'm trying to stay in the now moment, and I'm trying to be okay with this. And, you know, I'm going to go back to Bashar's mantra. I intend to experience only good from this, regardless of what's intended. I intend to experience only good from this. And, I mean, I swear, you know, I really think that that should be plastered all over our houses, you know. You know, not everybody has reasons for it, but I certainly have to, you know, remember for myself and for others that our intentionality and our will is so very important right now for what's going on. And
yeah, we could go into the wallpaper business.
Right. Very funny. That's very funny, Veronica. Also, the team showed me this week, which I was very excited. And they just kind of gave me a flash. And it was about a business, several things that I saw that were kind of imploding businesses and so on. And what they were showing was that these old, and this is why when we talked about who you had on the show, I thought it was so fascinating. And this was after the fact when you and I talked, but there was, and could I get your show announcements at some point?
Yes, yes.
That'd be really a good idea. What they were showing me, and this is why it dovetailed so beautifully when we talked about who you had on the show, what they showed me was the existing businesses and the existing ways of doing business were imploding, and emerging up out of that were the people who carried the higher frequencies, sometimes within those businesses, that will emerge up and out of that and create a new way of doing it, a new business, pull the pieces together, not to redo it the old way, but a whole new way. And, you know, we've all kind of looked at, you know, how is this really going to happen, redistribution of wealth and so on and so forth. And they kind of, in that moment, kind of showed it happening everywhere, and I was just like, oh, my God, I get it. And I felt it. You know, it wasn't just because when it comes through that way, I know you understand this, Veronica, it's a wall of knowing. It doesn't come in a linear fashion. You get the entire thing in one fell swoop.
And the footnotes and rubber.
Right. It was just so big and so strong. And I didn't put it together when you asked about questions for your co-host or for your speaker. And then, because I wasn't very conscious at the time you asked me, but I certainly got it after. And so I'm very excited about what's coming up now for everyone.
And I just want to say this part of it, too, that he was saying that, well, first of all, I asked your question, which was about using the archetypes, and he said that he has done that, but he's not doing it right now. It just seems to be a bit slow for the way businesses need to move, you know. It's, do you know what I mean? It takes people.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying
anyway,
to using. That's okay.
He
go
said
ahead.
Also, he said also that something that we know is that these conscious business practices are rising in pockets all over the world, which is how consciousness is rising too, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so that's very confirming in what we all believe and want, and all of that. And I had a client today who I knew when she was really big in a major corporation that's international, and she was all over the world doing that. And she right now, then she came apart, went through transformation, did a lot of the shamanic stuff that Peter Matisse did as well, and now is just absolutely on tap for people on sustainability and consciousness in business. And she said she can't believe how many business opportunities are coming to her because of all the number of businesses that are facing this challenge. So, you know, so it's just saying what you're saying, but I was giving another specific.
This is a whole new way that's being born, and I'm talking to so many people who are frustrated, who say, I don't want to be in corporate America anymore. I don't want to be part of the old way. I'm feeling this incredible pull to be involved with something that is doing it the new way. And
Peter was clear that corporations are moving into the new way. Or not all, but, you know, some of them are.
Well, you and I were talking about Bruce Lipton, one of my favorite people, and about the book that he co-wrote with the man. I guess you're having them both on your show on the...
On the 29th of October and the 4th of November.
Right.
Swami Vivekananda.
Well, and you were talking... Was it the one about Swami or the other one? It was about them talking about creating out of love.
Both of them, actually, yes. Because, you know, they're talking over and over again about how what's in your mind and heart is creating. I don't remember what you and I were speaking about specifically. I've been listening to 6 discs by them from Conscious Evolution.
Well, Bruce Lipton, for any of you listening out there, Bruce Lipton is, the team loves him. I adore him, but they identified him a very long time ago as being the one who really understood what was going on at the cellular level in a way that had not really been acknowledged. This is years back. And basically told me to watch. I finally ordered his book, not that I ever got through the .com thing. But energetically, I always feel like I'm in contact with him because he's appears to be, well, my chiropractor actually took classes from him in Florida And he was considered to be quite a kook at the time because he was kind of so far outside the box in his thinking. So really what we're seeing is creating, I think the bottom line is creating out of love. Three people in that our clients got involved in this new company. Well, it's not a new company, but what they're doing is new. And their whole corporate philosophy has changed and has a whole love undertone to the whole thing. And it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I can see where people, and they're becoming successful, just boom. Our dear Laura, who is often sharing things with us, I mean, she's just blossoming in this. And I'm so excited. I am so excited. But I can feel the difference in the vibration of the company because it's alignment. Its mission statement is tied to this frequency. It resonates at a different frequency and tone. It's more of a magnet. You know, from a marketing perspective, it's going to draw another of these three ladies. One of them, her son is very involved with Tony Robbins. And likewise, their whole concept, of course, is the new way of doing business through love. So I think we're going to see, even though things are very erratic right now and feeling very unsettled, I think we're going to see a whole new way. This is what there is no question. That, you know, Lazarus has talked about this forever, that you cannot fix the old floor, you had to create a new floor. And this is the new floor. And as the old is disintegrating, the new is being created. It's very, very exciting, everybody. And it involves all of us, not only in business, but in our lives, in our relationships, in every aspect of everything that we do. It is happening. You may not be able to feel it yet, but it definitely is happening. For those of you who are white-knuckling it right now, there is hope.
Just take a few deep breaths and stay still. It'll all change around you anyway.
Absolutely. You don't even have to move. I think we've all come to that conclusion at this point.
And my inner is moving so fast. My eyebrows are arched. They're ready, willing, and able to go.
Yes, I know. Okay, I'm going to go into channel and say goodnight to everyone. And I'll use my standard sign-off, which is remember that a piece of each and every one of you is in us, Veronica and I, and a piece of us is within you. It can be no other way because we really are all one. Oh, we're not leaving the station, everybody. I'm just going into channel. Veronica, feel free to ask questions tonight.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Good night, Jackie.
All right. Well, we have a bit of a disturbance here. We have dogs yapping and barking, and so the channel took a moment longer than normal. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, 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 Veronica.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful to be here. Now, oh, goodness, you're all buzzing about, aren't you? All right. So these energies, and, you know, are a little unnerving for all of you. Some of you still experiencing bouts of loose, whatever, diarrhea, whatever. Some of you still having difficulty with your sleep patterns, and some of you sleeping like a rock. That's wonderful. Some of you feeling very antsy, very nervous, very unsettled. Not feeling like you have to run and lay down as much these days. Or that you're just taken unconscious, are you, Veronica?
No, except the other night I slept for 10 hours, and if you know me, that is so shocking.
Yes, we know that's shocking. But not, you know, periodically during the day feeling like you just have to go, like you're going to be knocked out. So those energies aren't running right now.
No.
All right.
They're more like giddy-up energies.
Yes, they are. A lot going. Even if you don't know where you're going, you're getting up. So... All right. So a lot going on right now at many different levels. Now, you are not consciously aware of how much work you're doing at the multidimensional levels. And this is what we want to make it very clear to you. For some of you, some of the symptoms that you're having are clearing. All right. Yes, stuck emotional energy. Some of these things are from other lifetimes, where you've carried the imprint from those lifetimes forward into this one as an energetic imprint. Now, for those of you who have done hypnosis, trying to discover why you had, you know, this problem or that physical problem, and under hypnosis were able to relate it to a specific lifetime, something that happened, perhaps a broken leg or the way that you died, some unusual injury. So some of these things are actually from those experiences, showing up quite by random, if you will. All of a sudden, boom, you've got a pain here or there. And then, just as quickly, going away. All right. Maybe not so quickly for all of you, but... So we want you to understand some of these things that you are clearing were traumas, major traumas, tied to great emotion in other lifetimes. It has to be the big emotional imprint for it to carry over into this one. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
All right. So this is why some of you are having these very strange, odd, you know, aches, pains, or poor channel has had some too, and not know what to attribute it to, all right? You know, for the life of you, it's like half of you own Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. It's probably, the edge is probably all frayed by now, trying to look up what this is and that is. So, and that book, by the way, you can look up symptoms, so it will identify the underlying emotional issue. All right, so, that being said, lots of people popping in and out of your lives as well. Now, for many of you having these very interesting kind of tripping over people or them over you, having a sense of knowing them, or... attraction or repulsion, and some of them pop in and pop out. You're not really certain why. Lingering, and a kind of a lingering after they move out. Some of you have had experiences where it felt very uncertain, uncomfortable. Some of it, you know, had tied to different emotional issues. You've heard the channel story, but there are certainly many, many others out there. Friendships, some of them taking radical turns, not necessarily by having a fight or disagreement or anything, but all of a sudden realizing that at a philosophical level, you are on such different pages that your commonality has diminished. Now again, this is without any problems, but the level of commonality has diminished to where you feel you're getting close to perhaps taking different paths, separating. Perhaps not forever, but this very strange sense of, all right, we've done what we came to do in this lifetime, and now we must move on to this path and that path. That's happening as well. Some of them temporary separations that will be reunited down the road, of course, but again, this can be a very interesting time of people coming in and going out as you sit there scratching your head trying to figure out what the hell that was about.
Did I do something wrong?
Yes, exactly. Now, opportunities. And for some of you, like you, Veronica, where you've done an awful lot, you know, trying to co-create this and to draw it in and this and that and the other thing. The timing, notice we didn't say time, timing. Now, coming into place for these things to manifest, you coming this way, the opportunity coming this way, as you're changing vibration, frequency, growing, changing, growing, changing, moving, shifting over here, and all of a sudden, until, all right, you finally align and connect. Now, these opportunities, by the way, other opportunities, we'll say, have come by you at different times, but the vibrations and frequencies didn't lock in. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because your resonance wasn't where it needed to be, or their resonance, it wasn't a fit. The timing wasn't right. Could have been. But again, these things, clearing, healing, shifting, believing, etc., attitudes, beliefs, choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings, moving through a lot of clearing, you know, loving self, so on and so forth, your vibration and frequency gets higher, resonating higher. The opportunity comes along. All of a sudden, you see these fighter pilots when they have this lock-on thing, you know, where they shoot something out of their plane, and it locks in, right, to the heat from the engine of the other plane, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what we're saying? And in essence,
I do,
that's,
yes.
Yeah, all right. Like heat-seeking missile, that's what it is. So in essence, that's what you're doing, kind of a heat-seeking missile, because your frequencies and vibrations are lining up. Boom, connecting. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right.
I was just thinking how sometimes we're too fragile and too fearful to pull something off anyway.
Well, and if you are, your vibration and frequency will not match to it anyway.
That's right.
All right. We had someone else who had a wonderful television opportunity and was really quite devastated because they, even though she'd been interviewed and it looked very, very solid that she was going to be on national television on a regular recurring basis, at that timing, the frequencies and the healings hadn't gone far enough for that to be a match. Now, that doesn't mean, and so we want to say to all of you, if you feel that there have been missed opportunities, oh, my life will never be the same because that'll never happen again. Don't assume that. You've all been doing your work, preparing yourselves, lining yourselves up, and this fits in with what the channel said earlier, all right? As things are breaking down, the old ways are breaking down. The new emerging up, and your vibration and frequency more in alignment with the new that's being created and connecting there, not with the old. You don't match those frequencies, but you do with the new way of doing things, the new way of being.
Did you hear Jackie talking about the letter from Wendy about which sounded about her meeting in the grotto?
Oh yes, very much so.
Do you have some comments to make about that?
All right. As we talked about the influences from other lifetimes, again, the eliminating your concept of time and space here. Wendy's practices are such, her commitment to God is such, and she's been doing this for years now, her very, very focused, especially this last year. Her alignment with this being, this aspect of herself, was the most appropriate frequency to align with and to merge the masculine and feminine aspects. Because in this lifetime, her commitment all right, at this timing, does not involve anything other than her commitment to God. So bringing those two together, in essence, where she is assisting that life, this item's assisting this one, the vibrations and frequencies matched, draw that in. And in that process then merged the divine masculine and feminine. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. These were the symbols under the eyes that she did not understand. That was the purpose for them, that the two of them coming together created the symbol. This was the merging that took place.
So there's symbols up to the masculine and the feminine?
All right, let us finish here. You are all going to be merging into you these other lifetimes, the personalities of these lifetimes, the knowing and knowledge of these lifetimes, more and more. This was an opportunity for her to experience this in real time, being present in real to what you would call real time for the experience. Now, she took it on. She could feel the love. She could feel the emotion. She could feel it within her. This is the reason that we had recommended that she do it, because she was ready. You can all do this if you desire, asking for the most appropriate lifetime to come in. You're opening the door, you see. You're already beginning to merge some of this in, not all of it, some of it in, becoming more authentic you. Well, see, is that a word? That's not a human word. A more authentic you. A more authentic you, which is a more expanded you, embracing and encompassing other aspects of yourself into the whole. Now, some of you are feeling much more full about who you are, much more solid about who you are, finding that your voice, your power, etc. Now, part of that is all the work you've done in this lifetime. But as you do that work, you are also beginning to integrate in some of these very powerful, pivotal aspects of yourself. Not fully yet. Not fully yet. But it's happening. And some of you are having experiences where you're like, oh, well, I would never have done that before. I would never have said that before. Isn't that interesting? Some of you have desires that are being born right now. I have this burning desire to do this. For some of you, there are lacks of completion, or lack of completions, in other lifetimes. In other lifetimes. And this soul, your soul, in order to heal and integrate these others, is wanting to complete it through you, to bring about the love, the blending of souls, partnership, to help heal these other lifetimes, the lonely, difficult lifetimes. Some of you were, you know, you did a lot of mountain sitting and meditating and other things. Unrequited love, soul damage, sorrow, grief. And so through this life experience, as you come together with that love, that reverberates out into those other lifetimes, creating the healing, the coming together, the oneness, and you will then be able to connect with them more fully, and they with you more wholly. Does all this make sense?
Yes, it does. I want to ask about another person who does equine therapy. And when she was giving a small workshop for people to work with horses, and one of her horses came out, she wrote to me that she had merged with the horse in a way that she couldn't believe. Is that similar, or it was very beautiful, but is it a similar experience?
Well, we wouldn't say necessarily that it's similar in terms of merging with another lifetime. She merged with the energy of the horse, yes. We are familiar with this experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are familiar with this experience and with whom you speak.
Mm-hmm.
She merged with the energy, yes. Now, that is separate because you don't have time and space, your limiters involved. That was happening in real time right before, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
But the horse was not really an aspect of her. Now, not that horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, could she, through her evolution, have come through, because everything evolves on your planet, come through that? Then we don't want to get into that tonight, because we'll have people, you know, scratching their head and writing to the board channel about evolution, etc. But she was merging with her powers as well, because that's what horses represent. There are many things going on there.
And it had terrific light in it.
Yes, it was beautiful. It was also a time, though, her she found an aspect of herself that she'd been looking for a very long time.
Yes, indeed.
And in essence, the horse was holding the resonance for her to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That particular horse has been one that has been a great teacher for her. Now,
we're going to have to end in 2 minutes or so.
All right. You want to talk about your shows, Veronica?
Yes, I don't know who my guest is next week on Paradigm Shifters. We feature a guest from 8 to 9 next Tuesday on BBS Radio, and Radiance by Design is a call-in show, and it's between 7 and 8 on Thursday, and I look forward to that, and tune in.
All right, wonderful. All right, now we would like to work with each and every one of you tonight. We tell you and offer this to you, you do not have to accept it. This is why we always say, please call us in when you go to sleep. We will not just come in without permission. A few times your higher self is interceding, but not often. Now, we would like to work with you tonight to create a sense of excitement, enthusiasm, and expectation. Raising your vibration and frequency to help you align, with something more, greater, exciting, fun, expansive in your life. Notice we didn't say job or relationship. We're not saying that. We're not saying it can't happen, but we're not saying that specifically. Could be an opportunity, an abundance. It could be in any form. And it could be more than one thing. If you are able to hold the frequency and the resonance, it may be a lot of things. And once you get the hang of it, it may be many, many things. So we offer that to all of you tonight. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. It is a joy to be with you. And with you, dear Veronica, who we love so much, we thank you all for being here tonight.
Thank
and we look
you.
Forward to working with you in the dream state. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings to everyone. Thank you.